first days of yet another new year without you. And now I can no longer like that sea that envied you the color of your eyes, that jealous sea that would have liked to be in my place, to keep you for itself. For everywhere I look, I see your eyes, in patches of sky between the yellow ginkgo biloba leaves, the last of winter, among the fluffy clouds of early mornings, below first hints of evenings far too early, or over lightly frosted sleeping grasses, when not too high above the kestrel hovers, having spotted tasty rewards for patience. So I prefer to walk on beds of quiet rivers that have never borne your tender steps, nor should ever know of your existence. Yet, even there, I clearly feel your presence.